Pleased to welcome in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher. Mr. Mayor, you have had a busy start to your week.
It has been an eventful week here in North Platte so far. I'm a little disturbed by 25-mile-an-hour hot winds today, but I guess there's not much I can do about that. It's summertime in Nebraska. It's going to be warm, and we need weather for the corn to grow, so absolutely, we shouldn't complain about that.
Absolutely. Mr. Mayor, looking at your busy week, Monday you were the presider at the Quality Growth Fund Review Committee meeting, and their meeting as well that they all sit on with a member of Northwestern Energy. Is that referred to as the Northwestern Energy Board?
It's a little longer name than that,
okay.
And honestly, I'd have to bring the agenda to read it. It's about six words,
oh,
but
it's essentially
the Northwestern Energy contribution to the public revenue.
So. And you presided over that meeting. It was a couple hours, but a very good meeting with some, I would say, productive comments from the audience.
Yes, we had lots of community engagement during that meeting. There were lots of good questions asked. I think for the most part, the questions were answered. So I believe it was a productive process, and we were able to get through it in about 2 hours, which I think was a little longer than normal, but the Quality Growth Fund had a lot of important things before it, mm-hmm. One of which was a discussion about a request from Sustainable Beef. The board recommended that request be modified from a grant to a forgivable loan, and the folks from Sustainable Beef generically agreed to that. There'll be a little bit of discussion behind the scenes to make sure that everything's on track, but I think they agreed. Of course, the Quality Growth Fund and the Northwestern part of that is those are recommending bodies.
Mm-hmm.
They recommend to the City Council, and ultimately the City Council has decision authority over those issues.
But the recommending bodies are made up of professionals. And with the Quality Growth Fund Committee, you alluded to it. There's a former mayor that sits on there, a financial advisor. We have individuals with law experience, finance experience. Developers are on that board too, so it's a recommending body, but a recommendation that carries quite a bit of weight. They're professionals.
Yes, they know what they're talking about, and they're interested in protecting the Quality Growth Fund, protecting the city of North Platte, but also having the capability to bring new businesses to town. They're trying to make the best deal possible, which is, as a community, that's what we want. They're not just going to frivolously hand out money to people. That will never happen. And they're interested in protecting the town, which was the motivation for requesting a little change to that from a grant to a forgivable loan.
And it's kind of unique that the mayor was presiding over that meeting. Gary on the program last week said that he had requested you preside over it so that he could be there as the president of the chamber and do a little endorsing for specific items.
Yes, he was very much wanted to present and not be I don't know, hassled maybe is the right word, or burdened with the activities of running the committee. Also, I spend a lot of time dealing with issues of procedure and things like that, and in that mm-hmm. committee, those things are maybe more present in my mind than they are in his, so it's a little
sure.
easier for me to do those things. So I was happy to step in. I don't think that will by any means be the normal operation of that committee, but for while we have these kind of really important discussions that the chamber is heavily involved in, it probably makes sense that Mr. Pearson can stand out there and present as anyone else might.
And while it might not become the norm, you're certainly open to continuing it as need be, I would imagine?
Anytime I'm needed, I'll be there.
So it was a busy day Monday for you, and that Quality Growth Fund Committee, too. Sustainable beef was the hot topic, but we're kind of overlooking the rail park that we may be having in Lincoln County in the near future.
Right. Well, the rail park's highly important to Lincoln County and
absolutely.
This whole region of the state, actually, and that's done by LB 40, which is a bill created by our local state senator, Senator Groney. And we certainly appreciate his considerable effort in getting that bill passed. It's something that offers our opportunity for our county to have rail access, which is something we don't really have today.
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, that rail access would occur out in the former Green or in the area of the former Greenbrier facility between here and Hershey. It's actually a little closer to Hershey than it is North Platte, but that is this region's probably one of the greatest opportunities we've had in 50 years mm-hmm. to make that happen. And it's kind of shocking when you think we have Sustainable Beef here, which is also a tremendous opportunity, one of the best ones we've had in probably 20 years, maybe ever.
Yeah.
And we also have the rail park in action. There's lots of exciting things happening in and around North Platte, and we need to make sure that we make some of them happen.
Absolutely.
I know that Gary, Mr. Pearson, is definitely working hard on getting an anchor entity to locate at the rail park, because in order to have the grant really go through and work correctly, we need something out there who's using that rail park. And so he's been working hard on getting some folks out there, and he has, as I understand it, two really good prospects right now.
That's promising, very promising. Mm-hmm. Fast forwarding to yesterday, we know the council meeting was held, but you were driving around a little bit with the Lieutenant Governor, a couple of groundbreaking ceremonies.
Yes, workforce housing in North Platte. It's something we've needed for quite a while, and it's in motion. We had the groundbreaking at the location over on Pacific Street, or near Pacific Street, and they've expanded, and they have some really nice apartments over there. I don't know if you've seen them, but they're excellent. They're very nice. And then we also, a little bit before that, had another groundbreaking over on basically the corner of A and Lakeview. And those are definitely under construction at this time. We did get tour one, but there's no drywall up on the one we toured, so you could just see all the studs. But they look like they're going to be very nice. There's going to be a clubhouse and a pool there.
Oh,
and
wow, that's awesome.
And my wife suggested maybe we should just move over there. And
She really likes
the
pool.
She wanted to have the pool. Yeah, that's right. However, the one on A Lakeview is 80 units, or will be 80 units, and the one that is over on Pacific, I don't remember the number, but it's a significant number, and all the one bedrooms on that one on Pacific are gone now, and they just have,
wow,
have about, I think it's either 16 or 24 of the two bedrooms are left. It's something like that.
What a
probably
good problem to have.
Exactly, and I suspect as we bring more industry into town, we bring more new businesses, they're going to fill right up quickly.
What a blessing, too, to have state officials here with that. Not only were you in attendance with the city of North Platte, but we had some county officials in attendance, and previously mentioned state members as well. I said it on the program yesterday, and I'm going to stand by it. Lieutenant Governor Foley has to be one of the tallest lieutenant governors in all of the 50 states.
He might, well, yeah, lieutenant governors, yes, that's probably true. There's a governor of Minnesota, I think. He is like 6'6", He's a very, very tall guy. And
How tall would you say Mike Foley is? If you had to guess, Brandon.
Well, I'm guessing I am about up to his shoulder, so he's probably a full head taller than I am. That puts him probably in the 6'4" category, somewhere in that vicinity.
You and I are a couple of tall guys. We're not short, but stand next to Mike, you feel short.
Yeah.
He's a good guy, though.
Yeah, I think I'm on the border of short, I think, to be fair. Yeah, that's right. So I understand that you're giving Councilman Reeker a bad time about me ribbing him a little bit yesterday.
I did. Yeah. I said, nobody's safe sometimes, because George and I were talking about how we enjoy the professionalism that you bring to presiding over these meetings, but also you'll crack a joke and lighten the mood here, and sometimes it's at Councilman Reeker's expense.
That's right, and Ed takes it really well, so it's
fun. It's all in good fun.
Yes, and he always gets me back in private, just for the record.
Well, and sometimes in public he gets you back, too.
That's true.
He's
that's
sharp.
True. All is fair in, love and war.
Absolutely.
So that's right. So.
Love for the city of North Platte was on full display last night, too. 4:30 special city council work session, diving into the budget a little bit.
Yes. My first experience helping move the budget through the process. It's been interesting. Lots of important things that need to be done in the city of North Platte, and right now this is the early stages of the budget, of course. We're not anywhere close to done, but two important things that to bring out of that process is for many years the city of North Platte runs on a cash basis, and what that means is that at the end of the year all the money is from an accounting perspective, all the money is spent. May not necessarily be all spent, but from an accounting perspective, it's all spent. And that's a perfectly valid approach. Many cities use that approach. On the municipal and water side, they use an accrual accounting system, which works a little differently. And I think we'll put your listeners to sleep if I go into the differences, so I'm not going to go there. However, one of the things that I'm very excited about doing is we're going to establish one of the first cash reserve funds that the city of North Platte has had. It's something that's been identified in the city audit for several years anyway. I'm not sure how many, but multiple times, is that we don't have a cash reserve fund. So we will be creating a cash reserve fund as of this year, and its projected amount will be about a little over $3 million at the end of the year. It may vary a little bit. It may vary because we might have to spend a little bit of money if an ambulance dies or something like that, and we have to replace it. Of course, there'll be some money, but that's the purpose of the cash reserve fund. It works a little differently than using contingency funds, because the cash reserve requires an adjustment to the budget, which requires approval by council for that money to be used. But it's important to the city, because ultimately it's like your personal savings account. Mm-hmm. It's something along those lines. Works a little differently, but it's essentially the same thing.
Very similar. just from a city perspective.
Yes, and from an accounting perspective, we will be designating part of the capital reserve as a part of the cash reserve as a capital fund for buildings going forward. It's an important thing in our community. We have a lot of city assets, buildings, things like that that are very old. It's time to start saving for the replacements of them.
Okay.
And I don't know that that will occur anytime in the next decade. It may or may not. It depends on how things go. But while we're in a position as a community where we have a decent amount of sales tax revenue, we're likely to continue to have a decent amount of sales tax revenue, at least for the foreseeable future, the next 3 or 4 years, we need to make sure we handle that additional revenue responsibly, put it away for the future, so when we need to replace the police and fire station or do something different with City Hall or any of the above, mm-hmm. we have some cash reserve sitting there. That's a responsible thing to do. It's the same thing people would do at home if they were saving for a new home.
Sure. If you're saving up for a new vehicle, perhaps. Or
exactly.
Along those lines.
Yep. Same principle, exactly. And so we're excited to be able to start that. This is our first run at it. You know, it may be a little shaky the first year, but we'll get through it, and hopefully it will be the precedent going forward.
The council meeting following the work session, Mayor Kelleher, was a quick one. I don't think we had anybody speak on behalf of the public, really.
There were no speakers. Nothing on there was particularly contentious. I mean, the one slightly unusual thing that happened is Councilman Lucas motioned to have the final reading on the second reading for the zoning change out on the corner of Bicentennial and Phillips Street, which is the proposed housing mm-hmm. that's going to be our workforce housing that will be built out there. Again, an exciting move towards workforce housing. It would have been normally would have gone through one more reading in 2 weeks, but there was no one speaking against it. There wasn't even anyone there to speak for it, so mm-hmm. there's really no reason to delay approving it.
So that third reading was waived last night. Councilman Lucas made the motion, and it passed by his colleagues. And that was the big item, I guess you could say, off the agenda last night. Then you went into closed session. I know there's not a lot that you can disclose on that closed session, but can you tell us about how long that lasted, roughly?
It was pretty close to an hour and 45 minutes,
okay.
or an hour and a half, I think. I believe the motion to conclude it was at about 7:16 or 7:17, somewhere around there, and we had went into it about a quarter of six, so I guess that's about an hour and a half.
And just to verify, those closed sessions include you, every city council representative that's in attendance, the city attorney, and those are the individuals involved in those, and those are done for a variety of things. Normally those are broken out into for sensitive topics, I guess you could say.
That's correct, and the motion last night was for one regarding contract negotiation. Makes perfect sense. As we enter the budget season, we're going to start talking about contracts.
Sure.
One of the ways to save money in the community is to discuss the contracts. Can we improve them? Can we change them? Do we need different ones? And so that was the generic direction of the discussion last night. So.
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
Well, I think we've pretty much covered my list here. Oh, there was one interesting thing in the budget discussion about odor detection. Did you watch that? And of course, this has to be approved in the budget. It's nothing that's done right now, but we believe one of the things that I want to do as we bring more industry to our community, I like the fact that our air here in North Platte is relatively clean.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at a possible beef processing facility on the east end of town, and we look at a possibility of having industry not too far from the west end of our town. I think we need to have an odor profile the community created. And
I think, I don't know if we've talked about this on air. Maybe you and I talked about this off air in passing once, because this sounds familiar.
I don't recall if we've discussed it on air, but make a long story very short. We're looking at bringing in a consulting company who actually specializes in doing odor profiling for communities, and what they would actually do is train our city staff and some volunteers to help with the odor profiling.
Interesting.
And how to track the data and how to make the data public. And it's important because as we bring industry of any kind to town, industry is going to generate some odors, and it may be insignificant, and it may be significant. And one of the important things to do is to be able to figure out exactly what's creating the odor.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this company helps us do, provides us the capability to find out what it is and where it's coming from, And when you know those two things, then you can understand how we might need to deal with it.
Absolutely. It's very interesting. So look forward to hearing developments on this in the future, Mr. Mayor.
Yep. Hopefully that'll be approved in the budget, and then we can get started with the process in the fall.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time on Wednesday mornings. Look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks, sir.
We'll see you in 2 weeks. Thank you so much.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning, presented to you by your local shelter insurance agents, Pete, Brent, and Bo, community strong all day long.